Blog Talk Radio.
Yes! Man, it's Sunday. Sunday morning. Half of you motherfuckers need to be in church. The other half need to know about, you know, God. I'm with the half that need to know about God. I ain't going to church. I just ain't believe in what I be seeing there. I grew up where you had to dress up to go to church. Couldn't wear no goddamn tennis shoes. You better not wear a t-shirt. The minister gonna kick your ass if you wear a t-shirt. But what I'm saying is, you know, I get up, sometimes I, you know, be up early like I was this morning. I was out this morning, just, you know, smoking me a motherfucking joint of weed, just riding, thinking. And I rolled past this youngster. Well, actually, I rolled past this broad driving a caddy. And I looked at her, you know, damn, you know. But I actually didn't see the dude that was in the front seat. So I waved that baby, and, you know, I went on my way. But about two lights up when I stopped, she pulled up and motioned me to raise my window down. I said, damn, I got that. Nigga can't go outside without getting action. So I rolled my window down, and the dude leaned forward because I didn't see the dude sitting in the passenger seat. And he proceeded to tell me about a tool he had bought for me, Tool 13. And that tool is about representing yourself, how you should represent yourself. And, you know, I asked him, well, what you get from it, man, you know? That motherfucker said, I got a taste of what I would feel like if I could run off at the gym as quick as you can. I chuckled, you know, with him and told him, bro, I've always been a motherfucker who had conversations. What's more important than having conversation is, then that fool cut me off and he finished my sentence. He said he's having something pertinent to say whenever I open my mouth. I already got that from your show. So we pulled over and I got to talk to him. And I found out, because the nigga was from the Bay Area, and I found out that hell of people in V-Town, my hometown, and Oakland, excuse me, the Bay Area period, listen to my show. So he also told me, hold on a second. He also told me my listeners was as large across the water as it was in V-Town. V-Town means Oakland and San Francisco and all that. No, excuse me, across the water means Oakland and San Francisco and all that other shit. So then I got ready to go, and the youngster said, OG Rosebud, I'm truly honored to be kicking with you, and believe me, I'm going to be a real thanks to listening to you and your ass Rosebud shows, I know I'll be real. Listen, man, this is my sister, you know, riding, and she wants to meet you. I said, this is his sister. You want to know what was the cat's meow? When I asked him what she was about, that fool said, she been listening to your shows. She about this game, right? I got out of my car, went over there, and introduced myself. Baby blushed and said, when Tony told me that was you, I didn't believe him. It's like I'm meeting a star. I told that bitch, you are meeting a star, girl. Shit, here, take this car. Call me at 6 this morning. Because that was this morning. and maybe we can have breakfast on you. That bitch said, okay. Now, listen to me. I told you somebody just left my house. I told you shit be happening to me that I have no idea is going to happen. So what I'm saying is that bitch came over. And to you motherfuckers that think I'm a trick, I cook breakfast. Sure did. Baby mentioned, look, we going to go have breakfast? I said, hell yeah, we going to have breakfast. And I went in my kitchen and put on my apron. Then I told her, I'm going to cook it. And I did. And me and baby ate it. Now, of course, no, I did not mash on baby. Didn't even try to fuck the bitch. Because I had to do this. And I told her she going to, you know, wait a couple of hours while I do this shit. And then we could go, you know, lounge. Or you can come back later today or tonight or whatever. And we can kick it. Now, what I'm saying is I get things to show me the impact that I'm having on a lot of people, a lot of you young niggas and bitches. I don't profess this confidence course I have is for men. I advertise that is for men, all men. But I might have to start including this for women too. See, you silly ass motherfuckers would rather believe me or not. And if you don't, you just won't accept anything that this shit is about. If you do, your understanding about what you're accepting is so limited that you're not able to see what this shit is about. So what I don't understand is, why wouldn't it stand to reason that what I have to say would be more beneficial to you if you understood women are listening to me too? They are. They're hearing this shit. They hearing how punks act, according to Bud. They're hearing how motherfuckers with no conversation be talking about, Man, let's face it. I was a real man. I still think with the realness that made you hear of my motherfucking ass. So why wouldn't it help you young motherfuckers out there trying to have it your way? Why wouldn't what I have to say help you motherfuckers that's trying to have it your way? The thing is, you don't even really want nothing your way. You want it to be anyway. You want it to be Tom, Dick, and Harry's motherfucking way. I promise you this, when I take off in my new capacity, I'm not going to forsake all of you motherfuckers who have forsaken your goddamn selves. What I'm going to do is bask in the glory of my successes, which is all I claim to want to do. For those of you who have yet to take advantage of my course, are going to wait until you only have to pay 4 or 5 times what it costs now. That's all you guys that ain't bought my shit going to do. Because I ain't going nowhere unless I die. And if I die, my shit's still going. So what I'm motherfucking saying is, who knows what somebody going to do that's just making money. You know, whoever take over my shit, my daughter, she's just going to be making money, and she's going to be charging what she can charge. I am on a mission, and that mission is to show each and every one of you motherfuckers that you can determine your own destiny. Now, in the beginning, anything that was worth anything, well, everything that was worth anything does not cost what it does after everyone knows the value of that goddamn product. In the beginning, it may cost whatever it costs. But shit, after that product become a monster, your ass gonna pay what they demanding. So you gotta understand that. That product goes off the radar, and only the people who knows and appreciate that product look for the benefits of using it. Now, when I get to that point, I won't have the time, nor will I want to have the time to communicate with you as I do now. I just would. I know right now, I don't even have 0.1% of the market available to me. And I'm doing as well as I'm doing with this little shit. I can't wait until the moves I'm making put me in the position that I'm speaking about. When it does, of course, I will be fat. THAT fat, not FAT fat. And guess what? Don't think I won't come on here and remind your motherfucking ass that you could do the same thing. Success. Is it what Donald Trump do? Is it what doing what Halle Berry do? You guys don't realize if you mimic every move Donald Trump or Halle Berry made, it won't assure your success. Success is assured by your willingness to show your determination to succeed. Halle did it. And in a way, I would imagine so did Donald. And we all see their success. They don't necessarily have to talk about it. We see it. Your success will not be on such a grand scale, but it will be just as important to you. Academy Awards for Halle Berry and another motherfucking building for Donald Trump. Who cares what floats your goddamn boat? Especially if what floats your boat is what you designed to float it. That makes you a true monster, which is why I'm like I am. You can't float my boat. Only I get the best out of my dream. Hey, I was just going to say, I ain't got no goddamn callers, but somebody just came up. What's 516? What's happening, brother?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? I've been watching
nothing,
the show
man.
For a minute now.
Speak up a little bit, bro.
I just want to know, how do I get your course?
How do you get it? Go to PayPal.com.
Yeah.
Go to PayPal.com. Select the send money tab and send the money, the payment, to askrosebud@gmail.com. And once they hit me, tell me I got the money, I hit you with the course.
All right.
All right.
All right, cool. All right.
All right, man. For sure. So, see, I wanted to be a monster. And you can't be a monster depending on somebody liking what the fuck you say or going for what the fuck you say. That's my reality. Shit, I really wish I was born 1,000 years ago. That way, incredible game I have that I be kicking with you. 414, I didn't see you, bro. What's happening?
I got a question, man. Your whole or your ex woman, Sandra, bro, that passed away, man. After all these years, you pushing 70, bro. Like, you feel not over after all these years? You ain't found the way to get over her death?
Now, to me, don't take this personal, but that was an absolutely asinine question. What makes you able to even ask that? Because I haven't mentioned Sandy, and I don't know when.
Yeah, I knew you was going to say that, bro. But I've been trying to wait for an opportunity to ask that question, but anytime you have a radio show, the topic ain't never about that. So I just
What I'm saying is, if you know the topic ain't never about it, and you ain't never heard me say it, what would make you ask why I'm not over it?
I'm dealing with somebody passing away, right? And I just wanted to get insight on how you get over that if you have
bro,
that.
That's not the question I asked, because you're going to make me think like I'm thinking, and you're missing me totally, because I'm not still hung up on her death or anything. I just know she's a good bitch, and she was one of the best bitches I ever had. But as far as I know, she's been dead with however many years, man. I ain't tripping on her. What I'm saying to you, addressing what you're really asking, is that you gotta accept it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just like if your brother or your mother or your father died, you would be fucked up.
Right.
Every time you came home, you would be thinking about what they missing. So if this broad had any connection with you, it's gonna be the same with her, even though she ain't family. What I'm saying is, you can't run from feelings, bro. And you gotta have them. But you can't be emotional about them. You know, you gotta have them, deal with them, and if it's some grief or whatever coming, deal with that. Man,
right.
I pulled over and cried several times about that goddamn bitch. And I still feel the way I feel about her as far as fuck her. But she know I ain't no way in the world I would be thinking, fuck her.
Right, I see what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying, bro?
I understand exactly what you're saying, bro.
So, man, you know, you're going to feel it, man. It ain't no way not to. And it don't mean shit about you as a man. Actually, it do mean something about the kind of man you were. I mean, you a good motherfucker. You ain't no callous ass motherfucker. So, you know, just deal with it, bro. That's all I can advise you.
For sure. I'll be calling back, bro. Appreciate it.
You know it, brother. See, the thing about me, I don't know if y'all know this, man, but I can't deal with nothing except for what you say. I can only deal with what you say. I don't know what you mean. See, this shit I'm kicking with you is tried, tested, and proved it. And if you understood it, accepted it, you wouldn't have to doubt yourselves as you did. Because I'm not saying this brother that just called doubt himself, but I know he was wondering, should he care? Should he show care? Or should he express to his friends he care? Yeah. Motherfucking rights, you're supposed to do that. Fuck everybody else. So, you know, you motherfuckers have all that doubt. Is Rosebud trying to pimp on me? Am I being a sucker because I want to buy Rosebud's products? I can answer that. And some of your friends can answer that. But whose answer really answers the goddamn question? Mine or yours or one of your goddamn friends? This is to all you motherfuckers out there that believe in the game. Doubt me if you want to. I got some time, you know, before this semester is over. And I always get in a pre-launch mode before I do anything or have any action, interaction with people. So what I'm saying is I consider myself an explorer. And I'm spin game. Those of you who are ready to explore the many ways available to you that I make, 774, what's up, bro?
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hello, Rosebud. This is Courtney. I spoke to you, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I called into your show.
Hello, Ms. Courtney. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I am as well as you.
I have a question. I have continued to listen over the last couple of weeks, and I do appreciate your perspective. And my question is, I'm curious about your zodiac sign. I don't know if you believe in that kind of thing or not, but I'm curious about what yours is. Just
what do you think I am? What do you think I am by the way I act?
I want to say, but
a what? A earth sign?
Yes, but there's a whole chart involved. There's a whole psychology behind it. So I could be wrong based on other elements in your chart, but I want to say that you're the earth element, earth, which is, that would be Taurus, Capricorn, or Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo.
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio? Oh, Lord. Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Did you know that the zodiac and all of that stuff is based on human traits?
That would based on?
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're saying, but I...
Okay, listen to this. Did you know that there's 303 traits that humans have? We have each and every one of them. And let's say you're a Scorpio. And as you grow up, you're going to hear Scorpios are like this, Scorpios are like that. And more, you're going to be adopting those traits. You're going to be pulling those traits from the 303 traits that you have. So what I'm saying is I believe I'm a Scorpio by the month I'm born in. But I believe I'm every other zodiac sign, too. Because if you read them... Go ahead, what?
Go ahead. I was
no,
going to say
come.
That's... I was just going to say, I that's what I mean when I say there's a whole birth chart involved and there's a whole calculation. If you break down your birth chart based off your time and date of, you know, the date of your birth and the region of the world and all that, it will break it down into different charts as well. I'm learning. It's a whole thing. But yes, I agree that we are all collective of everything. Yes, just in different degrees and different facets.
Exactly. See there? So, hey, you guys, see, women do listen, women do understand, and women do make good comments. And what I'm saying is think about this. What if one of you suckers ran into this woman? I don't think they can handle you. Hey, did you say your name was Courtney?
My name is Courtney, yes.
Courtney, I don't think they can handle you. You're too real.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but you know what, Courtney? I bet I could.
Oh, you think so, bud?
No, I don't think so, Courtney. Courtney, I do not think anything. I know it all.
Well, I salute your confidence.
Okay, Courtney. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Oh, actually, you know what? One more
thing. Wait. I got to get you back because I clicked you off. Okay, go ahead.
One more thing. I heard that you're learning that there are more women listening to you than you thought, and I'm just curious that because I can see the wheels in your mind turning about how you're going to, you know, transform and
incorporate it.
Yeah, exactly. So are you gonna damn, I just lost my thought.
No, I'm not going to cater to them. No, I'm not going to adjust anything I'm saying.
That's exactly what I was going to tell you. Don't do that. I think that what you're doing is great, and you should continue on whichever way you're already planning to. So,
hey, you know why I'm going to do that? Because that's what they like. That's what they heard, and that's what they're liking. So why would I change it? You know what I'm saying? That's what dudes, that's what Courtney. That's a big point you just brought up. That's what dudes do. They listen to conversation from women. They hear what they like, and then they adjust to what they're hearing. Instead of saying something that's going to get the information that she's giving you, activating her mind about what you're saying.
I was just going to say, men have to understand that women are extremely intelligent. And whatever it is that they think they're going to get over our heads, even if we make excuses and look past it, we saw what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't have to sugarcoat or dumb down or water anything down for us. We know. We know what's going on.
Do you think that's what dudes think?
That they need to, I feel like
watering down.
I don't think
that's what they think. I think that's what they actually know to do. They have accepted that, first they accept that a woman is not as needy as in the past. So now that they've accepted that, since this woman is not needy, they've lost their position or what they can do or what they should do. They never think about that. Because the woman don't need shit anymore. But she does need a real man. I don't care what she got going for her.
I mean, that's what we hope for. It's not necessarily that we need it, but when a man doesn't do what he's supposed to do, it makes us actually stronger, and it makes it harder for them to do what they think they want to do.
I'm a word guy. It doesn't make you stronger. Okay. It makes you more assertive. You do your thing more. Yeah. You're not any stronger because you wasn't weak from Jump Street. You just weren't asserting your thoughts.
Agreed.
You see how much we have in common? Girl, don't you ever run into me. Don't you ever be riding down the street going 75 miles an hour on the highway and see me. I'm going to stop your ass.
Well, I live on the East Coast, so I don't know if that'll be possible. So,
Hey, this stuff that I spit is all over the world. And let me tell you something. You never know if I'm going to be on the East Coast. You didn't even say where you at, but I'm saying you never know
I
if I'm going to be there. And you're going to say, I've been watching videos. That dude looks like Rosebud. And then you're going to say, excuse me.
I would absolutely approach you and introduce myself. However, you haven't. I'm still listening, and I still can tell that you're not, over that not calling females bitches all the time thing. And I can't. It's not something I can get over. So,
hey, check this out. You don't know me, because I ain't got to say bitch, especially if I'm with a motherfucker that's tripping. Unless I want on a trip. If I want on a trip, I'm going to say it. But if I got a little respect going for you, I'm probably not going to say it. I'm just going to, roll. I'm going to roll with what I would, how I'm saying what I say. I'm just going to say bitch. But I'm going to still be as raw. I'm going to be as raw, Miss Courtney.
Listen, that's what we want. We want men to keep it real at all times. So, but at the same time, in order for them to do that, they have to recognize who they are, and I think that's the problem right now. I think men are confused about what it's like. Sometimes they want to be the good guy and they want to be in the house when they're feeling all emotional and this and that, and then on the other hand, they want to be a dog. So it's like they're confused.
You know what? Dudes think a person like me naturally is a dog as far as cheat on a woman and all this. Let me tell you something.
I would not say that based off of our conversation.
If I got a woman, I ain't cheating on her. Listen, I'm serious. See, people think if you a player, or if you got that reputation, you don't really have respect for women. But let me tell you something. I was a real hope to die pimp. And my dedication to my hoes was no, it was not matched. Because all of those years, that's why I say I have a clean jacket. I never got beef, Russell. I did not fuck no bitch that wasn't paying me. And what I'm saying is that gave me an overall respect for relationships. Because I did that for 20 and 25 years with this woman and that woman. And the more I did it, the more I seen this woman. So what I'm saying is she going out doing whatever she doing, and I ain't even tripping. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the relationship we got. The things that we have that no other motherfucking couple have. We don't have money problems. We know both of us is having other fucking other bitches and dudes. We know everything that caused problems with people's marriages and relationships. Yet, it don't with us. The only thing caused a problem with us is if I ain't being real with her. Otherwise, I'm cheating on her, going fucking some bitch that ain't paying me. She ain't going to be mad that I fucked a bitch. She going to be mad that why should she pay me if this bitch ain't got to pay me? Does that make sense to you?
It does.
So, you hear how many times I use that word bitch? I'm a very sneaky person, and I did that.
Well,
to
that
show
was
you.
That's Scorpio.
I did that to show you that the word bitch, if you understand it, it doesn't mean anything except for what you want it to mean. And if you don't want it to mean something horrible, then you won't see it as horrible. But I would say this. I would bet you have never, unless you was angry, called another woman a bitch.
Oh, I definitely have. Which is why
without being angry?
If it's my girl, I'll be like, you know, my bitch, like my friend. That's
different. But see, stop right there, stop. Listen. This is what I'm saying. That's why dudes do it.
You make
this big deal about it.
You're
making yourself believe you understand. Because if you understood it and it was like you said, you wouldn't use it.
I said I had. I didn't say I currently do that. I said I had.
Come on, Courtney. Come on.
But I'm being honest with you. I would never.
Saying you currently don't use it?
This is my thing. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Are you saying you currently don't use that word?
This is my thing at this point in my life, right? I've grown up. Okay?
Go ahead.
In
go
my
on.
Years, I have absolutely. That's part of my inner healing and my inner growth. I can admit as a woman. And if I have a problem with a female, I absolutely will sit down and have a grown-up woman-to-woman conversation because I got no problems admitting when I'm wrong. Yes, in the past, I have called females bitches. At this current time in my life, absolutely not.
All right, so I'm going to go with that because I don't actually hang out with you, so I don't know. But if you've had an enlightening point, good. Call back in whenever you want to. And all you got to do is say, Courtney, and you're going to have red carpet. Because I like your understanding. You don't have to agree with me, but you got to know what the hell you think. And I've gotten that from you.
As human, we should understand that we're not always going to agree with somebody, but this conversation, this back and forth is how you get to an understanding. That should be with everything in the world. So I got no problem with it.
Courtney, are you single? Yes.
I am.
I know you are.
I know. So why did you ask the question?
Because I just wanted you to admit it. I knew you were going to tell the truth about it, but you might not have been single. Single, but I knew you were. But do you know why you're single?
I'm working through it. I think I'm aware.
It ain't got nothing to do. Well, it does have something to do with you. Do you know what it is?
I didn't hear what you said.
Do you know why you're single? I was finna say it didn't have anything to do with you personally, but it does. So I'm saying, do you know what it is?
I choose to be single because I understand that I have to
you don't choose
work
to
on
be
my
single.
Health.
You
yes,
don't
I do.
Choose. No, you don't.
Listen, nobody's
you,
man enough.
You,
so
are,
I'm
you,
let
are,
sing,
you are single for those reasons, but you don't choose to be single for those reasons. You're single because you scare the shit out of dudes.
I scare them? Oh, yes.
Well,
I know that. I'm blessed. Yes. I know. They're scared of me. They've always been. They run from me. They run far away. So that's fine. That's fine. Cause
no,
I just
it's not
found
fine. It. Listen, do you know why they run from you?
Because they're not man enough.
No.
They don't keep it real.
No.
They don't know themselves.
No.
Whatever
no.
It is.
Some of them, yes. But most of them see that you're very controlling. And they would have a problem with you because of how you have made your mind up about shit. Your mind is made up, and that's why you're very forward. You're gonna.
Yes, but
if
we're gonna be exclusive, we're gonna do this thing here together. Like, we have to have an understanding. You have to know what it is. I'm not controlling. I shouldn't have to control.
Hey, but listen, you did cut me off several times, and you keep saying that there's something blah blah blah. I'm gonna, you know, I want to make sure. Come on, girl. I mean, you know, you got to look in the mirror if you want to catch a man. And you got
to
understand, it's nothing wrong with knowing and believing in yourself the way you do. But just like I tell these dudes, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to show it. Or else people are going to misunderstand where you're coming from, because any motherfucker that's a confident is usually considered as a motherfucker that's like, what do you call them motherfuckers? Arrogant. They're usually considered to be arrogant because people don't understand their confidence. And you don't particularly care if they understand your confidence. You just want them to understand what you're saying. Am I right or wrong? Come on. Just tell me yes or no.
I will say, bud, that's wrong.
Okay.
In my previous experiences, I have compromised more than I should have. So at this point, like I said, I'm working through my own stuff.
Can we stop right there? Because I'm not talking about 2 years ago. I'm not talking about 10 years ago. I'm talking about what I hear from you now. So whatever happened in the past may have made you the way you are now. But what I'm hearing now is what I'm saying. I can't go on past conversations because we haven't really had any.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't use them. I'm talking about what I hear now. Are you going to say that you're not that way now?
Can you remind me of the exact thing we're discussing?
No. What I'm going to do is say, check yourself, girl. Hey, this is a saying in the streets. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yes,
you can
ask me anything you want. Come on.
Okay. So... because I'm assertive, it automatically comes off as me being controlling. So, because I'm just trying to understand, like, I feel like from what I'm hearing you tell me about myself, in a sense, is that I need to check myself because I'm not communicating
Stop. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying dudes are so soft today that when you come off assertive, instead of them letting you know they're not intimidated, they get intimidated. Then they, you know, go into some sort of shell. You know, you're being assertive. That's what I'm saying. Initially, I was going to say it didn't have anything to do with you because you should be assertive. But after I thought about it, which it only takes me a nanosecond to think, I realized that dudes are afraid of you.
That shouldn't really be my problem. If I should be deterring the ones that are not man enough then, because a real man would know exactly what it is when he realizes.
Listen to this, Courtney, and that'll really give you a clear vision of what you're realizing. Did you see me run from your ass?
No,
I did not. See what I'm saying. I'm saying I see you're aggressive. I see all that stuff, but it's not intimidating to me. I just know how to talk to you.
But it shouldn't be. For any man, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, men have to realize who they are. If they know who they are, they have no reason to be intimidated by a female. They need to stop, like you are always telling them when they call in and they stutter and shit, that they need to be 100. Like, you have to keep it real from the jump.
Courtney, you sex talking me, Courtney. You gotta stop that stuff. We're on the show.
Okay then, all right. I'm gonna get off here and let you do your thing. I just want to call and check in.
Hey Courtney, I loved it. Call in again anytime. Have your girlfriends call in. I'm very happy you called in. So you be cool, all right?
I will. Thank you.
See, that was some dope right there. And another caller called in, but I guess they thought me and Courtney was talking too much and they got off. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck you had to say? Couldn't wait till I was finished talking to her. It wasn't important. I told you, I'm spinning game. I'm exploring. I'm an explorer. I explore all game-related things. Talking to a woman that's assertive is game-related. You sure can't get intimidated. You see how strong that woman is. See that, Courtney? I purposely didn't say you see how strong that bitch is. See, Courtney, I can do it. Give me that action, Courtney. See, those of you who are really ready to explore these many, many fucking ways that's available to you, that's going to promote a higher understanding of what it is or what it takes to be a standout in whatever field of endeavor you choose, it's here with me. I don't give a fuck. No one is going to give it to you where it's raw, unadulterated, and you can understand the words being used to bring it to you. See, that's the dope about me. I don't use no fucking highfalutin goddamn words to try to make my shit sound important. If I want you to see the cat, I would say, come see the cat. It would be quite appealing to me to see what your observation of my newly acquired cat would be. Motherfucker. Man, I'm just real. So, it can be pimping. Or you could just have a good job. If you want to be one who's noticed by your moves, there's a definite pattern, firm path that you must take. People like us want to make a name for ourselves. We don't want to just be here. It don't have to be a national notoriety. It could be a notoriety in the hood. Just the hood. Or several hoods. All of us that made names for ourselves. We took the path we chose with no regrets and no hesitation. Not like you guys. Excuse me, man. I got these hiccups. I'm kicking this shit. So, you got to be that gambler that live to make a bet. All of them have their own goddamn way to make odds go in their own favor. And not one of them will go, you know, against whatever they believe, you know, as far as what's going to be the code. Or you can be that player who got a lot of goddamn frauds. And even, you know, have a lot of shit. But he still got to, you know, go by and honor the principles and codes of the game he plays. Our paths were lined with trials and tribulations that we had to go through. And each one of them that we encountered made us firm in our commitment to be down. You guys have no commitment to be down because of how many people front. The ones that want to be down don't have any representation of down, so they just do what they see the fake down motherfuckers doing. See, I'm just saying. To us, real game is whatever we choose to do for our livelihood, and we got to know everything about it. You know, I give these basics of being down. I give all of them to my students. And I make them aware that their livelihood is the confidence they show when speaking. And this shit ain't easy. Because it's not easy to develop the mental toughness that it takes. You know, without being on the street, you can't be hard and you ain't left out your house like you crazy motherfuckers think that computer can do for you. The basics real ones learn, then they learn that they're simple. The basics, honor, integrity, and no fear. That's all you need to be the motherfucker you want to be. That is some game. You know, I've made a curriculum that includes assignments that make you go out and do some things that you haven't been doing because of your fear of the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen, so you're scared to death. I break down how the fears can keep you from understanding the philosophical value of realness. And it'll keep you from adapting into your own life. You got to take the pimp feeling like a king. I'm saying he feels like a king. And part of how he's able to feel that way is how dedicated he is to his lifestyle. They swore off fucking bitches who ain't paying, you know, never to fucking non-paying bitch again. You know, you don't have to be a pimp to swear off bitches that ain't doing shit for you. They ain't got to be selling pussy. They ain't got to be no motherfucking hoe. If you ain't got no creativity to see what you need them motherfuckers to do, they don't need to do shit for you either. But I'd be damned if I don't know what to tell a motherfucker to do. I'll be damned if I ain't got something to let them motherfucker know I need. I teach my students in order to be confident enough to do this shit. You got to have an agenda. You got to have an agenda for broads you run into. I don't want more than some motherfucking pussy, man. Take the gambler. That motherfucker will take any risk that he feels he's thought through. He has no fear. Now, when it comes to will he make that bet, he has no fucking fear. I teach my students, just like the gambler, you can't be afraid to execute a plan that you've come up with and you've studied it. No matter how fine that goddamn bitch is, you should not let her beauty get you off your game. No matter how hungry you are, you should never lower yourself to be handled by pussy. Your soul should be tied to representing the game that I share with you properly. So when you out and you see that woman of your dreams, What the fuck are you going to do? First and foremost, if you had a plan and wasn't scared to use what you think, because what you think is it, you would know the answer. There's so much that I teach my students about how to believe in themselves. A few of them actually turned out. I mean, you guys got to get at me about enrolling in Sidewalk University. Everywhere you go, real pimps, high-powered D-boys, big-time gamblers, the whole spectrum of alpha motherfuckers will be able to recognize your ass if you do. And you just got to accept that I'm telling you the motherfucking truth. As you accept it, you got to understand the clarity I'm bringing to you about it. Because this is not something that you could just think of. This is not something that hasn't been tested. This is the real shit. Everybody should strive to achieve their dreams. I strive, I strove, and I'm going to keep doing it to become great. Arena, the majority of entrants fail to do so in. And this does not make me better than you or anyone else. I don't even want to be better than anyone else. I want to be looked upon as a motherfucker with an extreme amount of tenacity. Tenacity is a word that's not used often in conversations, especially ours. Because it's just not an everyday word. But that word can be applied to things we do every single day. I'm just saying, tenacity is a monster. The word. Because it means something. The T is for truth. The E is for effort. The N is for never. The A is for allows. The C is for curious. The I is for intelligence. The T is for two. And goddamn Y is for yield. So what I'm saying is, when you take the word tenacity and you break it down by letters, it means true effort never allows curious intelligence to yield. How dope is that? What dope is that? You take a word and you break it down like that to where the actual letters that you broke it down to mean, the words from the letters form makes a sentence that speaks on your lifestyle. Come on, you guys. You can sit up and try to say you understand this, but you don't. My dream is only now beginning. It's only been a few years, you know, that I didn't have Sidewalk University going. And I still can't believe that I actually finished putting that shit together. But I'm certain it couldn't have been done without the help of, you know, the man upstairs, because I know I'm blessed. And I just pray that God sees fit for me to continue and complete my mission. We're going to see if I indeed have the tenacity to continue on and maintain my record of perfection in my school. I will then accept that I am in truth of that. I am truly an exceptional man who has been graced with God's presence and blessed with his guidance. All right, now, this Sunday, and of course, you've been to, not church, but you know, you've been got spoken about God. So unless there's some more questions, I guess y'all must be ready to go. Because I am. All right. Get at me. Hey, wait, I forgot. Check this out, you guys. July, the new semester starts. And I'm not saying I'm full, but I know in the last 3 weeks of July, it gets full quick. And I do know, with the way it's been going, I don't think it's going to take 3 weeks to fill up. Because I only want 40 motherfuckers. I can't do more than that. It's too much to look at and work with. So I only want 40. I think I got about maybe 15 right now. So if you want to get in, now is the time. If you want to secure getting in at a lower price, if you, you know, do it right away before the 15th, you can actually get in for the 850 cost of material only. Tuition is waived. But after the 15th, tuition is back established. Don't call me after the 15th asking for that deal. Don't hit me with no changed up bullshit that you think I said. I'm going to just say no. Period. Get at me, Knight.